1 Corinthians, chapter 3. Brethren, I couldn't speak to you as to spiritual individuals, but as to fleshly, even as to infants in the Anointed One. I fed you with milk, not with meat, for you were not yet able to handle it. No, you are not even able now, for you are still carnal. For when there is jealousy and competition among you, aren't you just fleshly? Aren't you following the natural human tendencies? For when one says, I am a follower of Paul, and another, but I am a follower of Apollos, aren't you just acting like mere carnal men? Who then is Apollos? And who is Paul? Just servants through whom you believed, receiving from each one according to what the Lord gave him. I planted, Apollos watered, but it was God who gave the increase. So then neither is he who plants anything, or he who waters anything. But God who gives the growth is everything. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own work. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's plantation and God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and others build on it. But let each one be careful how he builds on it, for no one can lay any other foundation than that which has been laid, which is Jesus, the Anointed One. But if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay, or stubble, everyone's work will be clearly seen, for the day will expose it, because it will be revealed by the fire. The fire itself will test everyone's work, thus revealing what kind it is. If anyone's work, which he built, survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet only by passing through the fire himself. Don't you know that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? If any man dishonors the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God, which is you, is holy. Let no one deceive himself. If any man thinks that he is wise among you in this age, he should become foolish, so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, that he catches the wise in their own craftiness. Job chapter 5, verse 13. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are useless. Therefore, let no one glorify certain men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or present things or things in the future, all are yours. And you are the Anointed Ones, and the Anointed One is God's. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.